Just like God put the rocks into the furnace.
就好像神将这颗石头呢摆在炉子当中。
To burn up all the impurities.
为了就是要能够把这些脏的不好的东西全部烧掉。
And then finally they got the silver.
然后最后呢能够熬出银子来。
So difficult situation most of the time can help us to refine ourselves.
所以苦难的熬炼呢多半是让我们在生活当中能够熬出更好的品质。
No one likes adversity or difficult situation.
没有一个人愿意说我要面对困难的。
But it is very helpful for our improvement of our faith.
但是生活当中面对困难对我们信仰上却是一大帮助。
Why?
为什么呢?
There's a few reasons.
有几个理由。
The first one is in difficult situation that we ourselves, the true self can be easily exposed.
首先在这个逆境当中呢我们会看到自己的自我
we look
真的自我
at one example,
我们看看一个例子
which is Joseph in the Bible,
也就是圣经中的约瑟
Let's turn to the book of Genesis chapter 49
我们请看创世纪的第四十九章
Genesis chapter 49 verse 22
创世纪第四十九章的二十二节
Genesis 49:22
创世纪四十九章二十二节约瑟是多结果子的树枝是全旁多结果子的枝子，它的枝条探出墙外。
23,
二十三节，弓箭手将他苦害，向他射箭，逼迫他。
24,
二十四节，但他的弓仍旧坚硬，他的手健壮敏捷。这是因以色列的牧者，以色列的磐石，就是雅各的大能者。
Here summarize the life of a person called Joseph.
这里特别分析了一下约瑟这个人的一生。
Here about that Joseph is a fruitful tree that bears lots of fruit beside the fountain.
首先形容约瑟就好像一个多结果子的树枝，而且是在全旁多结果子的树枝。
Our life have to bear fruits.
今天我们的生活要能够多结果。
To edify people, to help people, and to glorify God.
多结果的意思就是要能够造就人，能够荣耀神的名。
But how can Joseph bear a lot of fruits?
但是这边说到约瑟如何结果呢
？Because he's planted beside the stream.
原因是因为他这棵树被栽在泉旁。
That's when God is always helping him.
换句话，神在旁边常常帮他。
But does it mean God helped you? He will give you a very smooth life.
是不是说神如果在生活中帮我，我就一帆风顺呢
？No, here tell us that.
不是这样的。
Archer keep pressing him.
事实上不是这样。二三节说，弓箭手要害他。
Pierce him.
而且要刺他
，press him，
而且要逼迫他
，but his bow still remains strong。
但是他这支弓呢，却非常的坚硬
，his hand is still strong。
他的手还是健壮的。
Joseph, his life is like this。
约瑟的一生就好像这样
，he lived a very tough life。
他过着一个非常困苦的生活。
When he was 17 years old，
当他十七的时候
，still a young boy。
我们知道十七岁，年轻人一个。
He was the youngest son in his family.
在他家里面呢，他是当时最小的一个儿子。
His father loved him the most.
当然得到父亲的宠爱了。
But his brothers are jealous against him.
很可惜，他的兄弟们就非常的嫉妒他了。
So they have decided a plot to sell him to the people of Egypt.
因此，他的弟兄们就决定要设计来陷害他，卖他到埃及去。
Today, 17 years old, still a baby in our home nowadays.
今天我们看看在座的十七岁，在父母眼中都还像个婴孩一样。
I see some parent, even though the child is so tall, 17, 18 years old, but treat them like a baby.
我看到有些弟兄姐妹，一些父母亲，十七岁都已经很高个子了，还是对他们好像好小孩子一样，照顾他们，为他们煮饭
，wash the clothes for them，
为他们洗衣服
，bring them to school，
带他们上学
，taking so good care。
换句话，生活当中照顾的无微不至。
But Joseph was only 17 years old。
那个时候的约瑟十七岁。
He was sold to be a slave。
他在那个时候被卖去埃及当奴隶。
So immediately he faced a very difficult situation。
换句话，在他十七岁那年，立刻面对生活上一大困境。
When a person in a very smooth situation，
当如果一个人一帆风顺的时候
，you don't see his real self。
这个人你看不到他真正的那个人是谁。
But when you into a very difficult situation，
但是当这个人面对困境的时候
，the real character will come out。
这个人真正的自我就会出现了。
What happened to Joseph？
那我们看看约瑟到底发生什么事。
Genesis chapter 39。
我们请看创世纪第三十九
，verse 2。
三十九章第二节。三十九章，创世纪三十九章第二节，约瑟住在他主人埃及人的家中，神与他同在，他就百事顺利。
Verse three，
第三节，他主人见神与他同在，又见神使他手里所办的尽都顺利。
Here tells us that Joseph, even though he was in deep trouble, deep difficulty situation，
这边说到了约瑟虽然被卖去当奴隶，在生活上一大困境的时候
，However, he showed his true self。
但是他表现出真正的自我。
He worked very hard in his master's house.
在他主人的家里面，他非常的努力工作。
And even though in the master's house he can prevail because the master trusts him in everything.
在这个时候，约瑟在他主人家工作呢，主人是真的百般信赖他了。
Because he suffered.
因为他的困难。
He learned to be mature.
所以在困难当中，他学会了成长、成熟。
His good character.Reveal to people.
所以他好的德性呢，就能够让人家看见。
And later, because he wanted to maintain his purity.
那么最后到后来呢，我们看到他为了要保持自己的圣洁。
His master's wife tried to tempt him.
他主人的太太呢，虽然想要诱惑他、引诱他。
But he said, "No, I cannot sin against God."
但是他说了，我怎么能够得罪神呢
？So because of this, the master said, "Tell a lie." Master's wife tell a lie.
所以我们看到这主人的太太呢，就撒了一个谎。
And then Joseph was put into the jail.
使得约瑟呢不明不白就被关到狱里面去。
For almost 13 years, he was in jail for nothing.
他在狱里面过了十三年呢，可以说这十三年是一个平白无故的灾祸。
Another difficult situation around him.
这十三年对他来说，在这一生当中又是一大困境。
But revealed Joseph's true character.
再一次的显出了约瑟真正的自我是谁。
Chapter 39, verse 21.
我们请看这一章的39:21。
Chapter 39, verse 21-23.
21-23节，但神与约瑟同在，向他施恩，使他在私狱的眼前蒙恩。22节，私狱就把监狱里所有的囚犯都交在约瑟的手中，他们在那里所办的事情都经他的手。23节，凡在约瑟手下的事，私狱一概不查，因为神与约瑟同在，神使他所做的尽都顺利。
Sometimes we think, what does that mean, God's with us?
我有时候我们会探讨一个问题，什么叫神与我同在
？We always think God's with us, that means no trouble, my life very smooth.
我们常常的观念，神与我同在，表示我一生是一帆风顺才对啊。
This is not the teaching in the Bible.
这个不是圣经里面教导我们的教训。
God with us, that means you're in a deep trouble.
神与我同在，表示说我的生活有困难的。
But God still help you to go through it.
但是在那困难当中，神与我同在，经历一切。
And then.Your real character got exposed.
那么这个时候，我们真正的自我就能够表现出来。
The good character,
而且是好的一面。
People look at Joseph.
当人家看到约瑟的时候
，He was so faithful.
看到约瑟是大有信心的。
He's talented.
他是带有才华的。
He's good character.
他有好德性的。
All this difficult situation help him to grow up.
那么在这面对一生的困难当中，但是却让约瑟越来越成熟美好。
Today we should not complain difficult situation.
所以今天碰到困难不应该抱怨的。
Especially young people.
特别是年轻人呢、啊。
Sometimes they got a job.
有时候年轻人找到工作。
Wait 1 month, 2 months.
工作了一两个月。
哇、wow, ，this job is too tough.
就觉得哎，这工作太难了。
Oh, the boss is no good.
觉得老板不好啊。
The money is so little.
觉得这个钱不好赚、啊。
I have no prospect in here.
而且在这边没前途啊。
And then keep changing, keep changing.
然后你就看到这个年轻人一直换工作。
Sometimes it happens.
我们看到这个现象常有了。
But sometimes we think if the situation is no good.
有时候我们想一想，如果我们面对困难了
，Still we can learn of something。
但是在这困难当中，我们仍然靠主能够学到东西。
We let our good character shine in this tough situation。
在这困难当中，让我们的好的德性让别人看见。
Secondly，
第二点
，The tough situation can help us to wake up。
在这个逆境当中呢，能够让我们醒过来。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 15。
我们请看路加福音十五章。
Verse 17。
路加福音的第十五章的第十七节。
Luke chapter 15, verse 17。
路加福音第十五章第十七节。
15:17。
十五章十七节。
15:17。
十七节，我。
Luke.Here tell us a story.
这里告诉我们一个故事。
It was a prodigal son.
这里说到了说一个浪子。
15:17.
十五章的第十七节，十七节，他醒悟过来就说：“我父亲有多少的雇工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗
？”This is a very famous story.
这里是一个很有名的故事。
Jesus talked about a prodigal son.
主耶稣谈到了这个浪子。
What happened to a prodigal son?
这个浪子到底发生什么事情
？He's the youngest son in the family.
这个浪子在家里面是最小的。
Always doing nothing.
什么没什么事做
，always thinking about his father's assets，
总是在想怎么样分父亲的家产。
He asked the father，
他问爸爸了
，Can you give me my share？
他说能不能把那份给我啊
？My father's not died yet，
父亲都还没去世哎。
How can you ask for his money？
怎么能够分家产呢
？This is not good，
这是不好的现象。
But he didn't care，
但是他不顾这一切。
His heart is not in the father's house，
因为呢他的心已经不在家了。
His heart is not on his father，
他的心也不在他爸爸身上。
But on his father's money，
但是却在爸爸的钱的上面。
The father okay give it to you，
爸爸很灰心呐、啊，给了他了。
Hey, all the money go to very far places.
所以说带着他应该得的家业呢，就走了。
Every day eating and drinking and squandering all the possessions.
啊，这边说到了他每天放荡浪费财产。
What does it tell us?
这里告诉我们什么
？Giving a lot of money to the children may not be a good idea.
今天我们给小孩留下很多的财产是不见得好的。
Because money is easy come, easy go.
因为钱来得容易，去的也容易。
He didn't work hard for the money.
因为他并不是努力赚来。
So he will not cherish the money.
当然，这个人就不会珍惜那个钱。
He loved the money, but he will not love you.
他爱钱，但是不爱给钱的人。
So the younger son go out.
所以我们看到这个浪子就走了。
After a while, squandering all the money he has.
那很自然的，过了不久呢，他花了所有的钱了。
No money.
没钱了。
He want to find a job.
这个时候他要找工作。
But nobody hire him.
没有人要雇他了。
Because at that time, economic recessions.
因为在那个时候呢，可以说是经济大萧条了。
Because the famine.
十一世纪节说到大遭饥荒了。
There's no jobs.
换句话，没有人要请人了。
What can he do?
做什么呢
？Okay, there's one job left.
他看到哎，有一个工作可以。
That job nobody like.
因为那个工作是没人要的。
It's feeding the pigs.
换句话是喂猪的工作。
This pig is dirty animals.
那么猪在那个时候是个很脏的动物。
Jewish people doesn't even eat pig.
那么犹太人不吃猪肉的。
So they cannot even feed pig.
换句话，他们也不想去喂猪的。
But no other job.
但是这个时候呢，眼前没有任何工作了。
He's hungry.
他又肚子饿。
What should he do?
那他要该做什么
？Okay, I have to take this job.
他觉得说，哎，不得已，我一定要做这个工作了。
Okay, feed the pigs.
跑去喂猪了。
But the pig eat the beans, he would love to eat it, but he cannot eat it.
啊，他看到猪吃的这个豆荚呢，他都觉得很香，但是他吃不了。
He said we can say he's falling from heaven to hell.
换句话，他的生活呢，可以说从天上掉到地下来了。
Suddenly he think, what am I doing here?
突然间他醒悟过来，说我在这做什么
？He woke up.
所以他这里醒悟过来。
Why did he wake up?
那么为什么他要醒悟过来
？Because he is in a difficult situation.
因为他遇到了生活上最大的困难了。
People sometimes.When we are in good situation, prosperity will not wake up.
有时候，当一个人一帆风顺、一切顺利的时候，他醒不过来的。
It is always in a smooth situation that people depart from God.
我们可以看到，人总是在顺利的时候呢，离开了神。
We see many examples, even in our church.
今天我们周遭在教会里面，我们都听到许多的例子。
Wow, work is very good.
我们都看到那个人工作顺利
，good and busy and earning money，
而且非常的忙碌，赚了大钱
，enjoyment of life，
而且非常享受人生。
Slowly far from God.
但是渐渐的，我们看到这个人渐渐离开神。
But suddenly, environment change.
突然间，他的生活改变了。
He wake up.
他就惊醒过来。
What am I doing here?
他会觉得说，我在这干什么
？Just like this prodigal son, he woke up. What am I doing here?
就好像这个浪子说到，他醒悟过来，他觉得在这干什么呢
？Why do I die here of nothing, eating nothing?
为什么我要在这里倒下，死在这里呢
？My father has lots of workers.
我的爸爸家里面有好多的工人
，lots of food，
有好多的吃的。
Why should I going back and begging him forgive me and give me one job at least?
他在这个时候惊醒过来，他想说：“我干脆回去跟父亲要个工作，吃口饭吧。”
Today is the same thing.
今天也是一样。
God refine us.
那么神要熬炼我们。
Always use difficult situations.
神要熬炼我们，经过生活上的困境。
There was a member.
有这么一个信徒。
Leave the church for so long.
他离开教会很久了。
More than 10 years.
那超过十年之久。
He grew up in the church.
那么他。在教会长大的
，You were born into the church，
而且他在教会出生的。
Every week go to RE classes，
每一天他小时候都去上宗教教育的。
Listen to all the truth，
而且懂得道理的。
But went to the USA，
但是到了美国。
Oh, study. She went to a place there's no TJC to take his college to her college.
他到美国的时候呢，他读书的地方没有真耶稣教会。
At the beginning, she said, "Oh, I cannot go to church. I feel so suffering."
刚开始的时候，他心里觉得，哎呀，这个地方没有教会，觉得难过。
Hey, but after a while, she used to it.
但是过了一阵子就习惯了。
It's quite good. I don't have to go every Saturday.
因为他觉得说，哎，礼拜六我不用去教会了。
So a long time no going to church.
所以好长一段时间他没有办法来到教会了。
Later, even she moved to another place.
那么之后呢，他搬家了。
Even there is a church.
搬到一个地方，就算那个城市里面有了教会了。
But she doesn't go.
但是他已经习惯不上教会。
Because、no need to go, nothing happened to me.
因为他觉得，就算我不去教会，我的生活还是一样啊。
God did not punish me.
神没有惩罚我啊。
I'm still good. God is still in my heart.
因为我觉得心里还觉得，哎，挺平安的啦。
That she always comfort herself.
因此，他总觉得这样来安慰自己。
But after a while.
但是过了一阵子。
Her life feels so empty.
他觉得生活感觉空虚了。
I earn a lot of money in my job.
是的，在他工作上。赚了许多钱
，But what am I doing?
但是他突然觉得说，我在这做什么
？She's not happy in her life.
因此，在他生活里面，他 不感觉到喜悦了。
Could not sleep during the night.
他晚上睡不着了。
Having all the back pain, all the health problem.
那么觉得自己身体越来越糟糕了。
She's lonely at heart.
而且在心里面感觉到孤单了。
She wake up.
所以那一天他惊醒了。
I should turn back to Lord Jesus Christ.
他醒悟过来说：“我要回到耶稣身边才对。”
Psalm 119.
我们请看诗篇139。
Psalm 119.
119诗篇119篇
Verse 92,
诗篇119篇92节
Psalm 119
诗篇119篇92节
Verse 67
67节
Psalm 119 Verse 67
诗篇119篇67节我未受苦已先走迷了路现在却遵守你的话
Here tell us Before I suffer I was lost
这边说到了未受苦以前呢，我已经走迷路了。
Why？
为什么
？Life is too comfortable。
原因是因为呢，眼前的生活太舒服了。
Too enjoyment。
太多娱乐了。
I don't need God。
我不需要神。
But when you suffer。
但是当一个人遇到困境了
，Verse 71。
71节这边说到，我受苦是与我有益，为要使我学习你的律例。
So、today is the same thing。
今天也是这样的道理。
So、God wants to use difficult situation to refine us。
神要用困境呢，能够熬炼我们。
So that we can wake up。
因此能够让我们醒过来。
The third point。
第三点。
Difficult situation can change the personality of a person。
在困境当中，可以让一个人的个性转变。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5。
我们请看罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5。
罗马书的第五章
，verse 2-5。
罗马书第五章第二节到第五节。罗马书五章第二节，我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。第三节，不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。第五节。盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Paul here tells us the process, the growth of our faith.
保罗在这边指明了信仰成长的过程。
Verse 2 tells us that we through him by faith can enter the grace that we are standing today.
第二节告诉我们这过程一开始是借着他因信进入他的恩典。
We are waiting for his glory, waiting for his salvation.
我们在等待他的荣耀，等待他的救恩。
But doesn't mean we are waiting in peace.
但是呢，不是告诉我们说我们一定是平安一帆风顺的等。
Sometimes we'll be waiting in tribulation and difficulties.
有时候我们在等待当中呢，等待在盼望当中呢，是在困难当中滚等待。
But we should be happy.
但是呢，这患难要让我们欢欢喜喜。
Why?
为什么
？Because tribulation produces perseverance.
这个结论是说，患难能够生忍耐。
And then perseverance will produce experience.
然后忍耐又要生出老练来。
And when we yield hope.
然后老练要生出盼望来。
Think about this verse deeply.
啊、我们想想这几节的过程。
Perseverance is from tribulations.
我们看到忍耐是从患难当中产生。
That means our character is always be changing.
换句话，我们一个人一生的个性呢会改变。
It's decided by our environment situation.
那么常常这个个性呢，是因为我们周遭来决定的。
If you look at a person, if he is very successful,
如果我们看一个成功的人士
，If he never encounter failure,
这个人从来没有碰过失败
，Always successful.
总是那么成功。
Most likely, this person cannot be humble.
换句话，这个人绝对不会谦虚。
For example, if a person never fell sick,
如果一个人从来没生过病
，you never know what is being felt like in the hospital.
所以你跟他讲说住院什么感觉，他不知道。
So who will be the humble one?
所以什么样的人会谦卑呢
？Usually, the one who have suffered defeat and failure.
换句话，一个人经历过失败，经历过跌倒，他会谦虚。
Who will be humble?
谁会先驱呢
？Maybe the one who has been very sick. He knows that life is very fragile.
也许在他的身上呢，他疾病非常的多，他知道生命是脆弱的。
Our character can be refined by tribulations.
所以经由困境呢，能够让我们的个性得到熬炼。
There was a sister.
有这么一个姐妹。
When he was very young, her family was very rich.
他年轻的时候呢，家里很有钱的。
The father.Open big factories.
那爸爸是开工厂的。
She's the only daughter in her family.
而且是家里面呢唯一的女儿。
In those days, 30-40 years ago.
在过去，在以前三四十年前了。
Already during the society, most people are still poor.
在那个时候呢，社会普遍性都贫穷的。
But the family already very rich.
但是在那个时候，开工厂家庭是很有钱了。
The father drive big Cadillac, go to the factory.
那么这个爸爸开了
go to the kindergarten.
那么这个爸爸开了一个好车呢，去带这个女儿。
30 years ago.
30年前哦。
Cadillac, big one.
那么凯迪拉克，大型的凯迪拉克，多漂亮啊
！Go to the kindergarten to pick the little daughter.
那么到了这个幼稚园前面呢，就是为了要接女儿。
哇 ，the daughter is like a princess.
那我看到女儿走出来的时候，像这个公主出来一样。
All good toys, good clothes, everything she got.
换句话，在生活当中有好衣服，有好玩具。
Of course, during this time, the family, I mean the daughter, must be very spoiled one.
当然，我们可以想象，在这个时候，在这个家庭里面，这个女儿当然是受宠了。
But however, times change.
但是时间可以改变一切的。
After a while, the family become poor.
那么过了一段时间之后呢，家道贫穷了。
Broken.
然后破产了。
They sell the house.
那么他们被迫要卖房子了。
Everywhere.Everywhere, going everywhere.
那他们可以说是漂离在各地地方啊。
Live a poor life.
那么过着一个非常贫困的生活了。
Because the father went away.
因为爸爸也离开了。
Because father lost all the money in gambling.
因为爸爸呢，因为赌的关系，把钱赌光了。
His father have another woman.
因为呢，爸爸找了另外的女人了。
That daughter suddenly lost his father almost.
那么在这个时候，这个女人发现自己没爸爸了。
With surviving with his mother.
换句话呢，跟着这个妈妈呢，相依为命了。
But at this time, the situation changed this daughter.
但是在这一个点上呢，这个女儿人生变化了。
Have to be independent now.
那么她觉得自己要能够独立了。
I have to help my mother.
她觉得自己要能够帮妈妈了。
I have to be a good child.
而且要变成一个好女儿了。
I cannot be just like spending money all the time.
我不能跟过去一样呢，只懂得花钱而已。
I have to earn money for my mother.
我要必须知道如何去赚钱来养活妈妈了。
Independent.
能够独立。
So really, the Bible tells us suffering.Can produce perseverance.
所以圣经告真的在这里告诉我们，患难就能够生出忍耐。
So today, if God put us into a situation,
所以今天神如果把我们放在一个状况里面
，that you don't really like,
这个状况不见得是我们想要的。
Maybe your health,
也许是健康
；maybe your financial situation changed badly,
也许是我们的经济状况改变了
；maybe your son or your daughter, really training you and making you annoying.
如果也许是我们的小孩呢，真的是不听话，来训练这些父母亲了。
You have to think about this.
我们有时候要这样想。
Maybe God really wants to train you to be patient.
也许神真的要借由这样的理由、这样的环境，训练我们的耐心了。
And change your character.
那么目的就是要改变我们的个性。
So always we pray that, oh God, change the situation, change the environment for me.
所以常常在祷告当中，我们都觉得说，哎呀，主啊，改变我四周环境
嘛。But we forgot to tell God, why you put me into the situation?
我们常常会忘记问神说，为什么神啊，让我遭遇到这样的问题。
Which part of me you want me to change?
也许这样的问题是不是要经由这样的问题改变我内心的哪一个部分呢？
The fourth point.
第四点。
Tough situation can make a person to love the word of God.
困境能够使人呢真的喜欢神的话。
Let's turn to the book of Psalm 119.
我们请看诗篇119。
Psalm 119 verse 92。
诗篇119篇的92节。
Psalm 119 verse 92.
诗篇119篇92节，我若不是喜爱你的律法，早就在苦难中灭绝了。
Here the psalmist wrote, if he were not loving the word of the law.
作者在这边说的很清楚，如果我不是喜爱神的律法，
he will be destroyed already in difficult situation.
早就被灭绝了，在什么状况呢？在苦难中被灭绝。
What does it tell us?
这里告诉我们
，the word of God is very precious.
神的话是非常宝贵。
The word of God is just like hidden treasure under the earth.
那么神的话就好像埋在土里的宝藏一样。
You don't easily find it.
换句话，埋在土里不容易找到。
But when can you find it?
但是怎么样，什么时候找到？
When you are in troubles, always you find the word of God very attractive.
当我们在困难逆境当中，我们会发现这个神的话真的管用。
Sometimes you live a very comfortable life.
有时候我们过得一帆风顺的生活。
Your life is so busy. Your life is so good.
因为我们忙，我们觉得生活不错。
Preacher keep telling you, read the Bible, read the Bible, read the Bible.
啊，传道在这边提醒大家，一定要常常读经，读经。
Okay, okay, open the Bible.
有时候圣经打开了。
Oh, so many words.
感觉到这面前这么多字。
No pictures.
而且没有照片的。
I used to read comics, eh? I used to watch a video, but this is very boring.
啊，以前我都读这种书，都是有图有画的，就是很无聊了。
Because nowadays people are used to TV, internet, live stream, video, whatever.
那么今天大家都因为眼光看到很多很刺激、很好看，借由电视、电脑方面。
So trying to read this Bible is very difficult.
所以叫我们打开圣经读 读圣经是很困难的。
Because the character is not moving. This is all words.
因为呢，全部都是字，而且都不会动的。
So, when you read, open the Bible, you find out that oh, you don't really enjoy reading the Bible.
因此，当我们打开圣经的时候，我们会觉得说，哎呀，枯燥无味。
This is very common.
这是很常见的。
Of course, there are many reasons.
当然，这背后有很多理由。
But maybe one of the reasons is your life is very smooth.
但是其中一个理由很可能是你现在过的生活真的是太好了。
So you don't feel like you needing anything.
换句话，在这平安顺利的生活当中，你觉得圣经帮不了什么忙
？You're more interested in reading newspaper.
因为你会觉得看看新闻报纸反而管用。
More interested in reading, or magazines.
所以你觉得这报章杂志呢，对你来说，哎，更有趣。
But to sum up that.
但是这里作者说
，When did he find out he really loved the word of God?
这里说到，这作者说到说，什么时候他觉得那个律法真的是他喜爱的。
Suddenly, he found out because when he was in suffering, he found out that the word of God is so different.
他发现自己这么喜爱神的律法呢，是因为在苦难当中。
Because the word of God will just stand out among all the words and suddenly touch him.
因为在那苦难当中呢，神的话就好像活出来，像在眼前一样，让他能够受到感动。
It's the only comfort in his tough situation.
换句话，在那逆境当中，在苦难当中呢，这是唯一得到安慰的方式。
There was a sister.
有这么一个姐妹。
He lived in 40 years in the Trinity Church.
她在真主教会了40年。
Never read the Bible before.
从来不读圣经。
No need.
因为她觉得不需要。
Life is very comfortable. Life is very smooth.
她觉得她一生当中非常的平顺。
I come to the church one time a week. Two times a week.
来到教会呢，每个礼拜一次两次来到教会。
Because don't read the Bible, so listen to the sermon. Don't know where it's going.
所以呢，既然不读圣经了，就算听道理，其实也听不出所以然来。
Suddenly, when the husband falls sick,
有一天他的先生生病了。
The life is very tough, turn upside down.
换句话，他的生活整个反过来了。
Very stressful.
对他来说压力大了。
Now she suddenly turn up. Okay, I should read the word of God.
那么这个时候，他突然间醒过来说：“哎，我要开始读经了。
”I want to find comfort in my life.
因为从圣经当中读经当中，他要找到神给他的安慰了。
If you want to find comfort in the Bible, you'll find it.
今天如果我们要利用圣经找到神给我们的安慰，我们就找得到。
If you want to find direction in the Bible, you can find it.
今天如果我们要在生活上找方向，从圣经当中就找得到。
If you want to find strength in the Bible, you will find it.
今天我们要在信仰上得能力，在圣经当中就找得到。
Because Jesus said, "Knock and the door will open for you."
因为主耶稣说，敲门的要给你开门。
Call will be answered.
你凡是呼求的就要被回答。
Ask will be given to you.
那么只要讲就能够被得到。
The Bible, I never realized the Bible is so wonderful.
所以这个姐妹觉得说，她从来没有发现圣经这么好用。
She found a treasure.
因为她发现这个宝藏。
So tough situation sometimes will remind us, I should read more Bible. I should find comfort in the Word of God.
所以在逆境当中呢，会提醒我们开始要在圣经当中找答案了。
So today, are you in tough situation?
所以今天问问自己，是不是有困境呢
？Maybe stress, maybe financial, maybe health or whatever issues.
也许生活压力、经济压力，也许是健康压力。
It is God putting you in refinement.
我们要知道，神让我们放在这个熬炼的炉子里面。
The second kind of refinement is called the refinement of the hope.
第二种的，试炼是应许式的试炼。
Let's turn to Psalm 105.
我们请看诗篇105
，verse 19。
诗篇105篇第19节，神的话试炼他，只等到他所说的应验了。
He tells us this another way that God can test and refine a person.
在这边说到，神利用另外一个方式来试炼人。
Using His word, using His promise to test him.
要依靠他的话，依靠他的这个应许来试验。
For those who believe in God, God will always give a lot of promise to him.
我们都知道，信主的人呢，我们的晓得神给我们许多的应许。
This is a person here in the Bible called Joseph.
在这里说到约瑟了。
Just like what we talked in the beginning.
就好像我们刚开始谈的这个约瑟。
God gave him lots of promise.
是的，约瑟呢，从神那里得到许多的应许。
But the promise of God also is the testing of God.
但是神的应许背后总是带着神的试炼。
Why?
为什么
？Because God's promise will not fulfill overnight.
因为神的应许不会一夜就成型的。
Sometimes God wait 10 years to fulfill it.
有时候需要十年才能够成真的。
Sometimes wait 100 years to fulfill it.
有时候要100年才能够成型的。
Sometimes you don't live to see the promise fulfilled.
有时候甚至在人的一生结尾之后都还看不到那个应许。
So when the promise to you is not fulfilled,
但是如果当他的应许还没有成的时候
，or you're waiting for it to be fulfilled,
换句话，我们在等待那个应许成真的时候
，waiting is very very difficult.
等待是一个煎熬的时候。
For example, if you file the tax return,
比如说我们报税了。
Oh, you find out all the things, and you know that government, if you calculate this, government is supposed to refund you this amount.
大家报税之后觉得说，哎，政府应该会退些税给我才对啊。
You need that money urgently.
那么你会觉得说，那笔钱是我急需的啦。
Why? One month still no return.
为什么我已经报税一个月还没回给我呢
？Two months no return.
两个月还没回来呢
？At least now that you can call up the tax office. Hey, what happened to my file?
那么今天我们电话拿起来可以问问税务机关说，哎，我的案子怎么样啦？
But you cannot call God. Say, hey, God, why you promised so long you have not revealed?
但是在我们生活里面，我们没有办法电话拿起来问神说，哎，你的应许怎么没有应验呢
？Or you ask for a job, people say, okay, I'll call you when there's an opportunity.
比如说我们去找工作了，应征完之后说，哎，等电话吧。
Wait for my call.
那等我的电话就行。
Every day seems so long.
所以每一天过得就好像过年一样。
But God promised you have to wait.
但是神告诉我们说，我们要等待他的应许。
What did God promise Joseph?
今天我们看看约瑟到底神怎么样应许他呢
？Genesis chapter 37.
我们请看创世纪37章
，verse 5.
创世纪37章的第五节。
Genesis 37 verse 5.
创世纪37章第五节，约瑟做了一个梦，告诉他哥哥们，他们就越发恨他。
Six.
六节，约瑟对他们说：“请听我所做的梦。”
Continue.
我们在田里捆禾架，我的捆站起来站着，你们的捆来围着我的捆下拜。第八节，他的哥哥回答说：“难道你真要做我们的王吗？难道你真要管辖我们吗？”他们就对，因为他的梦和他的话越发恨他。
Joseph has a lot of brothers above him.
我们都知道约瑟呢，身边有许多的哥哥们。
But the father loved Joseph more than any of them.
但是刚才提过了，爸爸非常爱这个小儿子。
But other brothers already hated him.
所以因为这个样子呢，哥哥已经很嫉妒他了。
But what make the brother hate him more is these two dreams.
但是呢，这两个梦却让这些哥哥们更恨他。
One night, Joseph made a dream.
有一天，约瑟做了个梦。
Oh, tell his brother.
然后很高兴告诉哥哥了。
Oh, I dreamed that every one of us make sheaves.
他说在田中呢，每一个人都绑出一个禾架。
And yours bow down to mine.
而且我的这捆站着，你们全部是来拜我的。
This is a symbolic meaning.
这是一个代表性的意义。
This dream is from God.
换句话，这个梦从神来。
It's very strange.
很奇妙，很奇怪。
But this is a meaning that in the future, all of the brothers, all the brothers will bow down to Joseph.
但是也就告诉我们说，在未来呢，他的哥哥们都要向约瑟下拜。
Another dream, the same thing.
第二个梦也是一样。后来他又做了一个梦。
Verse 9 to 10.
第九节也告诉他的哥哥们说：“看呐、啊，我又做了一个梦，梦见太阳、月亮与十一个星向我下拜。”十节，约瑟将这梦告诉他父亲和他哥哥们，他父亲就责备他说：“你做的这是什么梦？难道我和你母亲、你弟兄果然要来俯伏在地向你下拜吗
？”Oh yeah, there was another dream. It's even more rare.
这边告诉我们说，约瑟又做了一个更奇怪的梦了。
The sun and the moon and 11 stars worship to me.
这边说到太阳、月亮，包括十一颗星向他下拜。
This is symbolic meaning. This means parent or always brother will one day bow down to Joseph.
但是这代表一个代表性的一个梦。换句话，他的父母亲、他的弟兄、他的兄弟们都要向他来下拜。以后
，So the father rebuked him. What are you dreaming?
父亲骂他了，哎，你这个什么梦啊
？But actually, this dream is from God too.
但是这个梦从神来的。
So God promised him in the future you'll be so exalted that even your parents, your brothers will come to bow down to you.
换句话，神已经应许了约瑟，借了这两个梦，说你日后要被提升，提升到什么地步，你的父母亲、你的兄弟都要来向你下拜的。
Now, this promise is a burden to Joseph.
这样的应许对约瑟来说是一个重担。
First, it made his brother hate him even more.
首先，在生活当中，他的哥哥更恨他。
Secondly, it changed his fate.
第二个，改变了他的信仰，改变了他的命运。
Because he hated him, just sold him to Egypt.
他的命运变成了被人卖到埃及。
Became suffer in Egypt.
甚至在埃及呢，更大的受苦。
If you were Joseph, you were in the jail.
今天，如果我们是约瑟，被关在监狱里
，You are not free.
监狱当然是不是自由了。
You're suffering, you are slave.
那么既然监狱就是一个痛苦，就是一个没自由的地方。
You think about in the past, God promised me I'll be so exalted.
这个时候的约瑟，如果是我们的话，我会想想说，哎，神给我那两个梦什么意思啊
？Why I never fulfill?
为什么这两个梦从来没有在我这个时候被应验呢
？Every member will go through this kind of testing.
今天我们信主的每一位呢，都会经过这样的试炼。
Because God wants to test us while we are waiting for Him.
因为神要在试炼当中让我们知道为什么要等他。
But for Joseph, something happened in the future.
但是约瑟在日后发生一些事情。
Chapter 41, Genesis chapter 41.
我们看一下41章，创世纪41章。
Genesis chapter 41.
创世纪四十一
，verse 42，
四十一章的第四十二节。四十二节，法老就摘下手上打印的戒指，戴在约瑟的手上，给他穿上细麻衣，把金链戴在他的颈项上。四十三节，又叫约瑟坐他的副车，喝道的在前呼叫说：“跪下！”这样，法老派他治理埃及全地。
Here there was that some years later that Joseph was exalted to be the prime minister.
所以我们看到约瑟的生活几年之后呢，已经被提升为宰相了。
Everyone have to bow down to him except Pharaoh.
除了法老之外，每一个人都要在他面前跪下的。
When was it?
那么在哪里呢
？When?
为什么时候呢
？46。
四十六节。
When Joseph was 30 years old.
这边说到，当约瑟三十岁。
When he had a dream, he was 17 years old.
当他梦见那两个梦的时候，他十七。
And then when it was realized, it was 30 years old.
当这个梦真的成真之后，他已经三十。
That means he waited.For more than 13 years for the dream to fulfill.
换句话，这整个过程呢，经历了十三年。
Even Abraham the same thing.
那么就算亚，我们看看亚伯拉罕也是同样的例子。
Sometimes this is a testing.
有时候我们发现这是一种试炼。
If you don't have the patience.
如果今天我们没有忍耐，能够耐得住的话。
If you don't have the faith.
如果我们没有足够的信心的话。
You give up in the middle.
那么在等待当中，我们就会放弃。
Look at Abraham.
看看亚伯拉罕。
Genesis chapter 12.
我们看一下创世纪第十二章。
God also promised him something.
这里神一样应许亚伯拉罕。
Chapter 12 verse 4.
十二章第四节，亚伯兰就照神的吩咐去了。罗德和他同居。亚伯兰出哈兰的时候，年七十五岁。
Here tells us that when Abraham was called by God, he was 75 years old.
在这里告诉我们，神召亚伯兰的时候，他七十五。
And then later, God promised him, "You have children."
之后呢，神应许他哦，他要有小孩的。
Chapter 13, verse 15.
我们看。十三章的十五节，十五节这边，凡你所看见的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。
So God promised him, you have a lot of children.
神告诉他说，你会有很多的后裔的。
A 75 years old man can have children?
我们想想看，七十五岁的人可以说有很多后裔吗
？At that time, he's not even one baby.
在那个时候，亚伯兰还没有任何小孩。
His wife Sarah also old.
那么那个时候，他的太太撒拉也是老了。
Okay, God promised me. Okay, I'll have children.
他觉得说，神既然应许我要小孩，那我就等了。
One month, nothing happened.
一个月之后没事。
One year, nothing happened.
一年之后也没状况。
Five years, nothing happened.
五年之后还是一样。
Ten years, nothing happened.
十年之后还是跟以前一样。
His wife cannot stand anymore.
那么他的太太真的忍不住了。
Genesis chapter 16.
我们看十六章，创世纪的十六章。
Verse 1-3.
十六章一到三节，亚伯兰的妻子撒莱不给他生儿女。撒莱有一个使女叫夏甲，是埃及人。撒莱对亚伯兰说：“神使我不能生育，求你和我的使女同房，或者我可以因她得着孩子。”亚伯兰听从了撒莱的话。第三节，于是亚伯兰的妻子撒莱将使女埃及人夏甲给了丈夫为妾。那时亚伯兰在迦南地已住了十年。
Already 10 years, no child.
换句话，已经十年了，没小孩。
The wife Sarah think, what can this? What can this be?
这个时候，他的太太撒莱觉得说，哎，这不对劲啊。
God's promise may never be fulfilled.
也许神的应许啊，永远不会成真了。
God may not give me child.
神也许再也不会给我生儿育女了。
I have to do it myself.
换句话，我自己要用自己的办法。
I have to take charge.
我要能够掌控了。
I don't want to wait anymore.
我不要再等了。
Okay, take this woman, Hagar.
他觉得说，哎，我这边有个使女夏甲。
Tell his husband.
告诉他的先生。
Tell her husband. Okay, marry this woman.From have a child from this woman.
告他先生说，来娶我的使女夏甲呢，从她能够生小孩。
She forgot to wait on the Lord.
我们看到撒莱已经忘记说要等神的应许。
Actually, in God's plan, God has already prepared.
换句话，在神的计划里面，神已经预备好。
When Sarah will have a child.
也就是神的预备好有他的时间，什么时候撒莱要生小孩。
But of course, God will not tell Sarah.
但是这个时候，撒莱不知道神的时间在哪里。
This is a training of a faith on promise.
既然不会告知，换句话，也就是在应许当中要训练等候的忍耐。
But she cannot wait.
但是他等不住了。
Ten years too long. I don't want to go on.
十年过去了，我已经不要等了。
Because she want to do it her way.
换句话，他要用自己的方法来了。
God let you go ahead.
神会让你就这么决定你的方式。
Really, got a child from Hagar.
是的。真的生了小孩了，夏甲真的生小孩了。
From then on, the family have no peace.
但是从那一刻开始，整个家庭已经再也找不到平安。
Hagar's son is called Ishmael.
那么夏甲的小孩叫做以实玛利。
Is the descendant, is the ancestor of all Arabs, all Muslim today.
那么我们可以看到，以实玛利也就是现在所有伊斯兰教的祖先，
阿拉伯人
的祖先。
They hated the East, the Jews so much.
换句话。我们看到这些阿拉伯人非常恨犹太人。
So from this is a big mistake.
所以在这个在这里就已经做了一个历史性的错误。
God always wants us to have faith on Him, wait for Him.
神要我们有信心，能够等待他的应许。
But nowadays our culture don't want to wait.
但是今天的世界叫我们不要等。
Everything is instant.
每一件事情都是立即得到。
Instant noodle.
好像说这个方便面呢、啊。
Instant film. Instant even the or digital camera. When I take the picture, you will see the picture already.
好像这个立刻拍了。
Everything is instant.
我们看到所有东西都要立刻得到。
But God want to train us to have faith.
但是我们看到神要我们是要等他的应许。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 1.
我们请看路加福音第一章。
Luke chapter 1 verse 20.
路加福音第一章的第二十节。
Luke 1:20.
路加福音一章二十节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 20.
第一章二十节，到了时候，这话必然应
验。Okay, we stop here. When times come.God's promise will fulfill.
这里告诉我们，到了时候，这话必然应验。
So today, what did God promise you?
今天神给我们什么应许？
If you open the Bible, you see lots of promise.
今天我们打开圣经，我们看到神给我好多应许。
Maybe in your prayer, you can see God promise you something.
也许借着祷告，我们看到了神给我好多的应许。
But no matter what God promised to you,
但是今天不论神的应许是什么，
it will fulfill.
都会应验的。
God promised us eternal life.
因为神应许我们要有永生的。
This is the biggest promise God ever given us.
因为这是神给人类最大的应许。
And also God given other promise too.
而且神在生活当中给了许多的应许。
But when we are waiting, it'll be a testing.
但是等待的时候就是试验的时候。
But don't lose heart.
但是试验当中不要灰心
Keep on waiting for the Lord.
我们必须要坚决到底呢，等待神的应许。
God bless us abundantly.
神就会借此祝福我们。
Let's sing hymn.
我们一起唱诗。
364.
364首。